less than a week off due to the All-Star break. But the Clearwater Threshers are back in town and look to turn over a new leaf in the second half as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, who are in the middle of the pack in the Florida State League West, but leading the West in the half, second half of the Florida State League season. Here's the starting lineup for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles for today's game on the Threshers Broadcast Network. Byron Churio is the leadoff man, followed by Brandon Winokur. Pancho Ruiz hits third, and Danielle Pena will do the cleanup work. Carlos Aguiar hits fifth. Former Thresher Wixon Wingrove will bat sixth. Maddox Houghton seventh. Nick Lucky eighth. And Yoander Martinez is the number nine hitter for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Tonight's starting pitcher for the Threshers, Christian McGowan, a guy who pitched a full season with Clearwater back in 2021 and allowed two runs in two innings in a rehab start with the Threshers last year. Now he's back with the Clearwater Beach Dogs, and he starts off Churio, the swing and a miss, underway for the first game after the All-Star break. Threshers 50-37 on the season as the Beach Dogs, they're 2-1. Another swing and a miss to Churio, and the count is 0-2. McGowan making his second rehab start with the Threshers overall, but his first this year after a short stint in the Complex League. He began the season in Reading, where he made three appearances for the Fightin' Phils, four runs allowed in 11 and a third innings of work. He gets a foul tip on the swinging strike three, snagged by the catcher Jared Thomas, and Byron Churio is down on strikes for the first out in the first inning. A three-pitch K for Christian McGowan, and no chance for Churio to make a good enough swing on that one. So the punch out for McGowan starts off the at-bat. Now the number two hitter, Brandon Winokur, swings and misses, and it's 0-1. On defense for the Mighty Muscles, Rickson Wingrove at first, Nick Lucky at second. Winokur plays short, and Yoander Martinez is the third baseman. 0-1 turns to 0-2 from McGowan. Now for the Threshers infield behind Christian, Dakota Katowski's at first base, Devin Saltabon at second, Bryson Ware at short, and Rodolfo Castro making another minor league rehab assignment, this time for the Iron Pigs for the Threshers playing third base. T.J. Walton's in left, Avery Wusu-Asidu in center, Raylan Heredia in right. Fastball misses low to Winokur, and it's a 1-2 count. And the bid at the immaculate inning ends for the catcher, Jared Thomas, and his battery mate, Christian McGowan. Now the 1-2 to Winokur. Fastball tapped foul, and it stays at 1-2. Brandon Winokur, five homers, 30 RBIs on the season, hitting .262. And he had a tough start to the season after the Threshers series, which was Fort Myers' first full six-gamer of the season as well. He was hitting under .200. 0-1-2, cut on and miss. That's strike three. Fastball blown by Winokur, and we've got back-to-back strikeouts from the rehabbing Christian McGowan to start off today's contest. We'll take another look at this fastball in the outside corner that Winokur just was too late on. Could not touch it. And two batters face, two punch-outs for Christian McGowan. So two quick ones to start off the top of the first inning for the Beach Dogs is Pancho Ruiz. Takes a breaking ball to the inside corner for a called strike one. Pitch was challenged by Pancho, and the 0-1 turns into 1-0. So 1-0 count to the Mighty Muscles catcher. Now the 1-0 pitch. Fastball right down Main Street, and it's 1-1. Even 10-pitch count for Christian McGowan so far with a 1-1 count to Pancho Ruiz. Next pitch, another fastball, thumps the glove of Jared Thomas, but it misses outside for a 2-1 count. McGowan had already been called up by the time Jared Thomas was, by the time Jared Thomas joined the Threshers last year back in August, so this is their first game catching together. Soft roller to short, but it's an error on Bryson Ware, who's unable to pick it up and complete the transfer, and it's an E6 that brings the Mighty Muscles their first base runner. Two quick outs, but then an error that gives the Mighty Muscles a little bit of a break. As we take another look, Bryson Ware just dropped it on the transfer, it appears, and that will put Pancho Ruiz on first with two gone here in the top of the first inning. That'll bring up Danielle Pena. Danielle Pena, another catcher, playing as the designated hitter for the Mighty Muscles today. And for the first time today, he started off with ball number one, aside from the challenge that made a 1-0 count to Pancho Ruiz. It's a 1-0 count to Pena, who is hitting 200 this year with two homers and five RBIs. Leading off the first is Ruiz as the fastball misses outside. 2-0 the count to the Mighty Muscles designated hitter. Pancho Ruiz, two stolen bases this season for Fort Myers, coming in his first three career attempts, as he did not attempt a steal in his first nine games for the Complex League's Twins last year. 3-0 the count now as the fastball misses outside to Daniel Pena, with Pancho Ruiz taking the short lead off of first. Katowski there holding him on in new Beach Dog jerseys. We've had a couple of Beach Dogs games already, three to be exact, but none with these Christmas-themed jerseys. The 3-0 pitch misses. It's ball four and confirmed as such by the home plate umpire Chad Lagana. Derek Pacheco is on the base paths, and Lagana calling balls and strikes. He called four straight balls to Daniel Pena to put two aboard with two outs in the first inning. It's Christian McGowan tries to get out of this inning here. He has played two games in the Complex League in his rehab assignment. No runs allowed, two hits, four strikeouts with two Ks in four innings against the Yankees at home and Blue Jays on the road in the Complex. First pitch fastball narrowly misses outside for ball one to Carlos Aguiar, who was not active at the beginning of the season for Fort Myers, but he was one of their best hitters last season throughout the year for the Mighty Muscles. 1-0. Swing and a miss, well behind the breaker, and it's a 1-1 count to the Muscles right fielder. Two aboard, Pancho Ruiz on second, Daniel Pena on first, and both with not ideal speed for a guy trying to drive in runs as the fastball misses inside to Aguiar, 2-1. Two balls, one strike the count, two on, two outs here in the top of the first inning. Aguiar awaits the pitch. McGowan sends the fastball to him, which is belted out to center field. Usu Asidu drifting back, makes the catch in front of the warning track, and that ends the first inning. Aguiar put a shot into that last pitch, but two strikeouts and one error are really all that's of note of the first inning. No runs, no hits, an error, two men left, two Ks for Christian McGowan in his first rehab stint for the Threshers since last year. And now the Beach Dogs will come to bat in the bottom of the first when we come back.
Every Thursday night at Baycare Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's will bring you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Baycare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com and bring the whole family.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On Friday, July 19th, all tickets for your pups benefit the Suncoast Animal League. Tickets are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
The Clearwater Beach Dogs are back. As the Beach Dogs, they've won their last two games. They hope to make it three in a row. So let's see how the Beach Dogs line up in tonight's contest. Coming into the game 50-37 as the first half champions of the rest division. Here is the Beach Dogs lineup for tonight, beginning with Raylan Heredia in his third straight game as the leadoff man. Devin Saltaban follows him up in his customary two spot, with Rodolfo Castro rehabbing from Lehigh Valley and hitting third. TJ Walton making his first slot in the cleanup spot tonight. Bryson Ware bats behind him at fifth. Jared Thomas, sixth. Dakota Katowski, seventh. The designated hitter, Yamal Flores, hits eighth. And Avery Wusu-Asidu rounds out the Threshers' or Beach Dogs order. Let's take a look at the defense for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Rich and Wingrove, who called this park home in 2021 and 22. He's at first base. At second, Nick Lucky. Brandon Winokur at short. And Yolander Martinez over at third. Byron Churio in left, Maddox Houghton in center, Carlos Aguiar in right, and Pancho Ruiz doing the catching for Ricky Castro, starter for the Mighty Muscles, who's on his way home with his first pitch, a fastball that misses low to her, actually hits the strike zone to Heredia at the knees, 0-1. Castro 3-2 on the season with a 4.50 ERA. Now facing Heredia for the first time, who takes the next pitch changeup on the inside edge, making the count 0-2. Both of the first two batters started 0-2 today, with Raylan Heredia now awaiting another 0-2 pitch. It bounces on the plate, 1-2, as whatever that pitch was just completely spilled out of the hand of Castro. We'll have a Castro on Castro battle when Rodolfo comes up. He's in the hole right now, as Raylan Heredia now faces the 1-2 pitch. Here it comes. Slices the slider high and foul down the right field side, out of play and in the seats, as a couple of lucky fans will celebrate their newfound souvenir. 1-2 now to Heredia. 6-for-20 in last week's series against Palm Beach, as he pops another fastball foul, 1-2. Been able to get some better defensive swings on pitches, as one of the goals for Raylan this season was to just stop striking out as much. He's trying to get better recognition of that zone. 1-2 pitch, he does it again. Fouls off a high fly ball down the first baseline. Wingrove chases, but that one's going to reach the seats, as Heredia has now fouled off his third straight pitch, keeping the count at 1-2. Raylan's 20 years old and is in his second season with the Threshers, coming down to Clearwater in August from the Complex League and finishing the regular season playing 18 games with Clearwater. 1-2, Heredia hits a high bouncer foul down the third baseline. Count remains at 1-2. Michael Jones, the bench coach, is coaching first base for the Threshers, and Marty Malloy, who is currently taking that wayward foul ball and tossing it to the fans, the Threshers' skipper, is coaching third for the Beach Dogs tonight. 1-2, the count to Heredia. 6 homers, 30 RBIs on this season. The 1-2, curveball inside, and a great take by Raylan, as that one nearly missed the zone, and pitch number 8 of the at-bat evens the count at 2-2. Still scoreless in the bottom of the first inning. Two runners reach for Fort Myers. And now the 2-2 to Heredia is slap foul again. This one almost was fielded by Enrique Segura, but it's still foul and out of play. Count at 2-2 still to Heredia. Pitch number 10 of the Beach Dogs' first at-bat of the day. Wine the kick and the 2-2. Fastball called strike 3, but it's instantly challenged by Raylan Heredia. And it turns into 3. That ball certainly looked like it was below the knees. 3-2, the counts to Heredia. And the first at-bat of the game for the Beach Dogs will go into double digits. 10 pitches on 3. Now it's 11 for Ricky Castro. 3-2, the count. Here's the payoff. Foul tip into the mitt of Ruiz, and that's caught for strike 3. So Heredia battles, but an 11-pitch at-bat ends in the pitcher's favor, as Ricky Castro earns his first strikeout of the ballgame, getting out 1. That'll bring up Devin Saltabon, who has been one of the Threshers' best and most consistent hitters over the course of this season. 11 homers and 37 RBIs, and with the departure of Jordan Viers, Saltabon now leads the active team in home runs and is second in RBIs to Bryson Ware. First pitch taken for 1 from Saltabon, who went 4-for-17 with a pair of home runs against Palm Beach last week. He takes a fastball on the outside edge, challenged by Saltabon, and it stays a strike. So it's a 1-1 count to Devin Saltabon, who joined the Phillies in the third round of last year's draft. Now the 1-1. Sliced foul, it's 1-2. Saltabon, a West Virginia Black Bear, after finishing his prestigious career at Hilo High School in Hawaii, is the top-ranked outfielder out of the state of Hawaii in the 2023 class. He opted not to go to college. It was not something that he was looking for. Always wanted to just jump right from high school to the pros. He got a chance to do it in the MLB Draft League with 11 solid games and a combine invite coming from his tenure in West Virginia with the Black Bears. 1-2 pitch, cut on and missed, and that is strike 3. So 2 down, both on strikes for the first two batters of the game for the Beach Dogs and the Mighty Muscles. And now there are two down for the former big leaguer, Rodolfo Castro. Played a couple games with the Phillies in the big leagues in 2023 when he was traded for a former Thresher, Bailey Falter, for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Falter actually pitched for Clearwater in Fort Myers when the Threshers clinched the first half of the Florida State League last season. Then about 2 months later, he was traded for Rodolfo Castro, the switch hitter, who is hitting lefty against the righty here. He swings and misses out in front of the breaking ball, and it's a 1-1 count. Two gone in the bottom of the first inning. No score so far. Two base runners in the first inning for Fort Myers, and the Threshers looking to get some two-out damage done. 1-1. Swing and a miss, and it's 1-2 to Rodolfo Castro, who has been a big leaguer primarily for the Pirates since earning the call-up in 2021. Couple of stints in AAA Indianapolis while still in Pittsburgh since, and he began this season with a walk-off grand slam for the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs at home. 1-2, fouled back, and the count stays at 1-2. That was his only home run of 2024, though, for Castro, who has played in six minor league games this year. Two games in Lehigh Valley were the only non-rehab assignments that he had. He's 2-for-10 over the course of his minor league season with a grand slam and two runs scored as he fouls off another fastball to keep it 1-2. And that's 20 pitches in the bottom of the first so far for starter Ricky Castro. So arms might be rested after the All-Star break. But the starting pitcher already in some trouble as the Threshers making him work for it, despite having recorded two outs so far in this inning. 1-2 to Castro. He swings at another low slider, and that is strike three, as Ricky Castro K's the side to finish the first inning for Fort Myers. So the Threshers, or the Beach Dogs, go down in order, and we're scoreless on our fourth Beach Dogs night of the season here at BayCare Ballpark. You're listening to the Threshers Broadcast Network. Beach Dogs and Mussels locked in a scoreless tie heading into the second.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Don't forget to follow the Clearwater Beach Dogs on Facebook at Threshers Baseball to keep up with the action all season long. We're also at Threshers Baseball on Instagram and Threads, at Threshers on X, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok. Might be the Beach Dogs, but we'll always be your Threshers. Clearwater Beach Dogs, welcome back a former Thresher, Rickson Wingrove, the Australian native, who was signed by Minnesota after the Phillies let him go in spring training. First pick to Rickson is a fastball that misses upstairs, and it's a 1-0 count. Christian McGowan and Wingrove were teammates in 2021 on the Threshers. Rickson also spent the first half of 2022 with Clearwater before getting the call up to High A Jersey Shore. He takes a fastball for a called strike, and the count evens at 1-1. The Aussie has lit it up since coming back to the minors from a short stint with Long Island. He sends a two-hopper over to short up the middle to Ware, who sends a throw to first base in time to take down Wingrove. And you'll have to hear more of his story since leaving the Threshers in his next at-bat. Leadoff man in the second inning is retired thanks to Bryson Ware. 6-3 ground out brings one out in a scoreless top of the second inning. Now Maddox Houghton coming up to the plate, another Fort Myers Mighty Muscle who featured prominently last year as a fourth outfielder, primarily playing in center. McGowan works quickly. He sends the fastball in for a called strike on the inside edge, on 0-1 count to Maddox Houghton. He's in center field tonight, two homers and 30 RBIs on the season for Maddox. Swing and a miss out in front of the breaking ball, and now it's 0-2. Nothing in two the count from McGowan, who is just mowing through this Mighty Muscles roster, pitching quickly and forcing Houghton to take a timeout. So McGowan, a Texas native, went to school in Eastern Oklahoma Junior College before the Phillies picked him in the seventh round of the 2021 MLB draft. One round after, they selected Jose Pena, who is in the Peach Dogs bullpen. 1-2 now to Houghton. McGowan winds and fires. Low on the breaker once again. Count evens at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Still scoreless in the top of the first inning. Only thing on the scoreboard right now, actually, is an error to the Threshers. So new baseball for Christian McGowan as he trades balls with home plate umpire Chad Lagana. 2-2. Fastball called, strike three. Houghton checked his swing, but the high hard one came at the letters of Maddox Houghton and earns McGowan his third strikeout of the day. Two Ks swinging, one looking. As we take another look at Maddox Houghton going down looking. Just a beautiful looking curveball drop in the bucket from McGowan and on his third K of the day. Two gone now, and first pitch swinging goes Nick Lucky. Missing on the slider, it's 0-1. Two homers, nine RBIs on the season for Lucky, hitting .212. With the Threshers hoping he's not much luck at all. Next pitch, a breaking ball. Appeal says he went, and it's 0-2. Lucky signed as an undrafted free agent out of Coastal Carolina earlier this season. Threshers actually have another 2024 undrafted free agent signee in their bullpen, Charles King, expected to go at some point this week, rehabbing from Jersey Shore. 1-2 to Lucky now. Fastball darts below the zone, and the count evens at 2-2 as McGowan still struggling to find his put-away pitch as he tries to end this inning. Beach Dogs don't have anyone up in the bullpen currently, and we'll see how long McGowan's rehab assignment goes. It's his third rehab outing of 2024. He started in the FCL, getting a game in last week, and now back with Clearwater. 2-2 to Lucky. Hit back up the middle towards second. Scooped on a hard hop by Saltabon. He sends it to first. Katowski squeezes, and it's a 1-2-3 second inning. Two ground outs sandwiched around a strikeout in a 1-2-3 second inning. Keeps it scoreless as the Beach Dogs come to bat next, hosting Fort Myers.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Come down to Baker Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Stick around post-game every Saturday night, including tomorrow, for the best fireworks show in town. Our next Saturday home game is tomorrow night versus the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Gates open for at 5:30 for a 6:30 p.m. first pitch. Fireworks post-game presented by Wawa. So T.J. Walton leading off the bottom of the second inning. First time he has played at home for Clearwater since May. Swing and a miss to Walton there. And that will be an 0-1 count. And honestly, it might have even been earlier than that. Threshers started out the month of May on a road trip. And it actually might be possible that the only home series Walton has played this year was the opening series against Fort Myers. 2-0 is the count to TJ. He had a home run and drove in 5 runs in his last outing against Fort Myers. It might be why he's hitting cleanup tonight. But now he faces a 0-2 count in a scoreless bottom of the second against Ricky Castro, who winds and fires, and it's a 3-pitch strikeout to start off the second inning. So 4 batters faced by Castro, 4 Ks all swinging by the Threshers as T.J. Walton is down on strikes for the first out in the bottom of the second inning. That will bring up Bryson Ware, whose error provided the first base runner of the game, so he's looking to want some revenge from the pitcher. Swung on a high fastball and fouled back. It's 0-1. Bryson is now the Threshers' leader in RBIs with 41. He also has 9 home runs. That puts him behind Devin Saltabon for second on the active roster and third overall behind Jordan Byers is 12. Another fastball looped foul by Ware. That one will clear the sweeps to make it 0-2. Ware, a guy who can play all around the diamond, played a little bit at first base last week, and back at his normal shortstop position, and there he gets hit. Takes a breaking ball off the back, and Bryson Ware is plunked by Castro to become the Threshers' first base runner. Or sorry, the Beach Dogs' first base runner post All-Star break. So Ware, a very good runner now on first base with 9 stolen bases in 14 attempts. He is on first base next to Rickson Wingrove, who was a Thresher before he was even drafted, as is the case for Jared Thomas. Big lefty bat behind the plate for Clearwater. 204 hitter with 2 home. Bryson Ware taking the lead off first with Rickson Wingrove there holding him on. And 1 out to Jared Thomas. Fantastic jump by Ware. Pitch in for a strike, and even a good throw wouldn't have had him. 10 stolen bases on the season for Bryson Ware. And he had a fantastic jump on that one. Take another look at just how quickly he gets off on the first base bag and slides to the back of the bag as well. 10th steal of the season for Bryson. Fourth Thresher to record 10 or more steals on the season. Following up Aiden Miller now with Jersey Shore and 2 more currently in the active roster as Thomas bounces out to first base. Rickson Wingrove picks it up, gives it to Castro for the end of the at-bat. Bryson Ware moved to third on the ground out, so now the Threshers have a potential first run of the game. 90 feet from home plate, but with 2 outs in the inning. That'll bring up Dakota Katowski, who's got plenty of pop. 5 homers and 28 RBIs on the season for him. Hitting 224, playing up to an infield, playing back with a heavy righty shift as Rickson Wingrove is playing closer to second base. Katowski takes a fastball upstairs, and it's a 1-0 count. Five homers, 28 ribbies on the season for Dakota, who played 5 games with the Threshers at the end of last season after his Complex League winning year. 1-0 the pitch, swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. Complex League MVP winning season, I must say. And Katowski started the season as the Threshers roster and has been pretty much the only first baseman with a combination of Keaton Anthony getting called up and Caden Hediger going down to the injured list. 1-1 to Katowski, fastball blown by him, 1-2 as he swings and misses on the upstairs heat. 1-2 the count to Katowski. Ware is on third. Threshers still looking for their first hit, and more importantly at this point, looking for their first run with a man on third base. Now it's a 1-2 to Dakota, the pitch. Foul back, and the count remains at 1-2 as that one rolls into the on-deck circle and out of play. Amal Flores is hoping to get a chance this inning. with the man on third base as the Threshers are looking to drive in a run with the Beach Dogs. First day back from All-Star break, and I'm going to make a million mistakes by calling the Beach Dogs the Threshers all night. 1-2, cut on a miss, and Katowski ends the second inning by going down swinging. Fifth strikeout for Ricky Castro as the Threshers get a stolen base but strand a runner without a hit or an error or a run in the second inning. We're still scoreless in the bottom of the second. Now we head to the third on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Big Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Our next home game is tomorrow, July the 20th, as the Threshers take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles once again. Gates open at 5:30 for the 6:30 p.m. first pitch. And more good news, since you can get a better deal buying your tickets ahead of time on ThreshersBaseball.com, it's going to be really easy to plan out the rest of the Threshers games this season. Pretty much all of the remaining weeks, the Threshers have home games, but it's back to the week on, week off schedule as opposed to the wild July 4th and pre-All-Star break that we had in the Florida State League. Christian McGowan leading off the top of the third of the fastball, called a strike on Yoander Martinez, catching the inside corner 0-1. Nothing the score in the top of the third as McGowan winds and fires. 0-1 hit back up the middle, and Yoander Martinez has the first base hit of the ball game. Second pitch of the third, he takes back up the middle for a knock. And that's the first hit allowed and the third base runner for Fort Myers. So Martinez with a leadoff knock. Just going right back up the middle, as we can see on our replay here. Martinez making it look easy, just hitting them where they aim. He is now on first base. With nobody gone, and the live card turned over as Byron Churio sends a bunt the wrong side of home plate. It's 0-1 as Churio fouls off the first pitch from McGowan. So 0-1 the count to start with a Venezuelan native Martinez on first. Five steals and five attempts for the Mighty Muscles this season. In his two seasons with Fort Myers, he's a total of 6-for-8 in stolen base attempts last year and this year. Nothing in one, the count to Churio. He hits a high fly ball, drifting foul, and no play made. So it's 0-2 as Rodolfo Castro abandoned his run before he reached foul territory over at third. An 0-2 to Churio, who went down on three straight pitches back in the first inning against McGowan. He's hitting .222 with 25 ribbies and two home runs, primarily as the Mighty Muscles lead off him. Now he faces an 0-2 count with Martinez inching off of first. The pitch bounces into the glove of Thomas. Good catch by the Threshers backstop to keep the speedy Martinez on first. Now the count stays at 1-2. To Churio with nobody out and a man on first base. Katowski holds on Martinez as he increases his lead ever so slightly towards second. Threshers, there's Beach Dog, shifted for two. 1-2 to Churio, low and in on the slider, and the count evens at 2-2. Ware and Saltaban pitched up the middle, with Ware about as close as you can get to the middle of the field, and Devin Saltaban shaded towards second on, or shaded towards the second base bag specifically in his normal second base spot. 2-2 is the count to Churio as time is quickly called, and McGowan steps back on the mound. He's in the stretch on the first base side of the rubber. Martinez ready to go. McGowan tries to pick him off, and to no avail. No tag applied by Katowski on the game's first pickoff move. Top of the third inning, still scoreless. Martinez is knocked with the game's only hit thus far. Now Byron Churio facing a 2-2 count as McGowan tries to strike him out again. 2-2 just got a piece of it, and Churio dribbles the fastball into the Mighty Muscles dugout on the fourth pitch of the night by Christian McGowan. In two innings and change, Christian has thrown 40 pitches with 24 over for strikes and three total strikeouts. He's on the verge of another one, but Churio has been fighting the last couple of pitches off. Now he faces the 2-2. Fastball right down the pipe, and it's a called strike three. Second strikeout of the day for Byron Churio, and fourth for Christian McGowan as he is rolling through the lower level competition. The double A righty getting a curveball just on the outside corner. Great looking pitch from McGowan, and a much needed first out for the Beach Dogs, who can now end the inning with a twin killing. Brandon Winokur has some good speed, but so does that fastball on McGowan. He sends it by Winokur and makes the count 0-1. I think it won the count. Beach Dogs and Mighty Muscles locked in the scoreless tie with one out in the top third. Next pitch bounces in the dirt and pops up away from Thomas. He'll jog back to the backstop as Martinez will take a turn around second base, where he stays put on the wild pitch. Could be ruled a pass ball, but with that one in the dirt, should be a wild one from Christian McGowan. First wild pitch of the night. 1-1 count to Brandon Winokur as Yoander Martinez moves into scoring position. One ball, one strike, one out. Man on second now, and the pitch. Fastball sliced foul, and it's 1-2. It is a wild pitch on McGowan. And now the count is 1-2 to Brandon Winokur, who, like Churio, went down swinging back in the first inning. Winokur, a tall, lanky shortstop at 6'6", despite being picked on day two of the 2023 MLB draft, he got a signing bonus close to $1 million to try and sign him away from a college commitment. Now he's got a 1-2 count with a man on second. That's where McGowan's looking, and he fires home. Fouled away on the late swing. A good defensive hack from Winokur to keep this at bat alive at one ball and two strikes. Winokur, a third round pick in last year's draft, debuted in the FCL last year and started this season with the Mighty Muscles instead of beginning his first collegiate season with UCLA, where he was committed. Now the 1-2. Fastball hit on a line to third, caught by Castro on a bounce. No play for Martinez, who stays at second, and Rodolfo Castro shows off that big league prowess over at third base with a great stop at the hot corner for the ground ball out to get out number two here in the third. And let's take another look at some big league defense from Rodolfo Castro. Smooth operator going towards the foul line on the dive and getting Winokur by a step over at first for the second out of the inning. Two outs in the top of the third. Yoander Martinez is on second, and we still have no score. Pancho Ruiz up for the Mighty Muscles as he takes a first pitch slider for a called strike to start off the count 0-1. Ruiz is 0-1 on the day. He reached on an error in the first inning and made it all the way to second base. Now he faces no one count with Yoander Martinez on second base as he takes a slider across the face. 1-1 the count as that one misses up and up, steps up and outside, and I still can't speak. 1-1 to Ruiz with another catcher, Daniel Pena, on deck for the Mighty Muscles. 1-1. High fly ball into shallow right field. Heredia drifts inward, makes a couple steps, now shifts to his left, and he makes the catch to end the third inning. So a leadoff single got the first hit of the ball game for Fort Myers, but that's all they would get, leaving a man stranded with a hit, no errors, and no runs scored in the top of the third. We're still scoreless heading into the bottom of the third here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher game, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Join the Threshers tomorrow for Marvel's Defender of the Diamond Knight. Assemble and come dressed as your favorite Marvel superhero for some awesome photo opportunities. And stay after the game for a spectacular fireworks display over the ballpark. Gates open at 5:30 for the 6:30 first pitch presented by Wawa. And the Marvel's Defender of the Diamond jerseys are just so nice from last year that I had to grab one myself. And I'm very excited to see them back in action tomorrow. Right now it's the specialty Beach Dogs jerseys, though, as Yamal Flores rips a liner foul down the left field line. And that might have hit a fan. That was just a rocket of a line drive from Yamal Flores, and it might have gotten into the stands in an unfortunate way. If that ball did hit a fan, we certainly hope they're all right, but frankly, we hope that it missed a fan and just ended up a foul ball. But it's no one to Flores now as the game resumes quickly. Another fastball in for a strike to Yamal. And now it's 0-2. Five Ks over the first innings for Ricky Castro. And now in inning number three, he'll deal with Yamal Flores, Avery Wusu-Asidu, and Raylan Heredia. Nothing and two the count to Flores. Two on the pitch clock as Castro winds and fires. Swung on and missed the curveball by Flores, starting off the third with a swinging strike three. So one gone in the third as Flores is down on three pitches. That'll bring up Avery Owusu-Asiedu. Avery, a 194 hitter on the season with six homers and 19 RBIs. Primarily hits in the ninth spot as Owusu-Asiedu swings and misses. Now it's 0-1. He's got a fantastic glove in center field, though. Rarely a time you'll see him not unable to track down a ball or unable to make a throw where it needs to go. And that hits Owusu-Asiedu off of the bounce. But he'll take a walk and it'll be all right. That one took a hefty hack, bounced off the catcher's glove, and hit Avery Owusu-Asiedu back up in the face, as we'll see here on our instant replay. Just bounced off the catcher and right into the eye. I think he got a little closer look than he wanted to with that baseball. But 1-1 to Avery. Hit on the ground, foul down the third baseline. Count 1-2. So one ball, two strikes to Owusu-Asiedu. One gone in the bottom of the third inning. With the Threshers and the Beach Dogs and Mighty Muscles in an even scoreless time. 1-2 count to Avery, who lined the kick of the pitch. Fastball fouled back by Castro, and it's 1-2. One ball, two strike, one out. The line, the kick, and the pitch. Owusu Asidu hits a high fly ball deep out to center field. Houghton goes back, stops in front of the warning track, and makes the catch for the second out of the third inning. A little bit much underneath the ball as we have our first Layla sighting on what will be her final game of her career. Six years as the Beach Dogs' bat dog, and a well-earned standing ovation for the great Layla. Just a joy to watch as the goodest girl in baseball carries another bat off of the field in her final game as a member of the Beach Dogs roster, but she'll always be a member of the Beach Dogs family. Two gone in the bottom of the third inning. Now Raylan Heredia trying to extend this inning for Layla. First pitch to Raylan is fouled back, 0-1. He struck out on an 11-pitch battle in the first inning and is 0-1, and already starting off his second AB of the day, fouling off some throws. 0-1 pitch, bouncing breaking ball in the dirt, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike to Heredia, who had six hits in the last series in Palm Beach. Now the 1-1. Hit on the ground towards third, picked up in foul territory by Martinez. Throw down the line, bounces over the glove of Wingrove. Is that even going to be a fair ball is the question, because Chad Lagana behind the plate has his hands up. So we might see Raylan Heredia doing that one all over again. It looks like we will as Raylan heads back down the first baseline. Count at 1-2 on a well-hit ball down the third baseline that, if you'll be able to see on this replay, was fielded in foul territory by Yolander Martinez. And we get another look. That was close. It looked like his feet may have been in the field of play, but the ball certainly in his glove out of bounds. 1-2 to Heredia, bounces on the plate, skips past Ruiz, and it's 2-2 as he gets a new ball for Ricky Castro. So a 2-2 count to Raylan Heredia after a close call foul ball almost turned into an error. 2-2 now to Raylan. Pressure's still looking for their first hit. Now the pitch. Fastball called, strike three, but it's challenged. Chad Lagana overturns the call. So strike three becomes ball three instead of the end of the inning. Raylan Heredia is back out for the Beach Dogs. Three balls, two strikes, the count. So a payoff pitch. Heredia swings and misses at a low slider. And before he can head to first, he's met by the tag of Pancho Ruiz. Two Ks in the inning for Castro. Another 1-2-3 keeps it scoreless as we head to the fourth on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the Bay Care Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field, plus a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by Bay Care Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to threshersbaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Threshers fans and Beach Dogs fans 55 and older can join our Silver Sharks Club for exclusive deals on tickets and select merchandise. Silver Sharks can also park for free on Wednesday games. Register today at threshersbaseball.com. 3 shutout innings for Christian McGowan, and now Chase Hopewell comes in to replace him. Hopewell was a starter in his final season at Cincinnati, but has pitched exclusively out of the bullpen for the Beach Dogs and the Threshers so far this season. Hopewell, an 0-2 record in his now 22nd appearance for the Threshers and Beach Dogs, 29 innings, 27 Ks, and a 6.52 ERA. Fouled away on the first pitch by Daniel Pena, and the DH starts off Hopewell with an 0-1 count. Hopewell with a 4-pitch mix, including a fastball that can get up to 97 miles an hour. Changeup, curve, and a slider for the Ohioan right-hander. Now the 0-1 and the pitch. Swing and a miss as Pena gets out of the head of the breaking ball. 0-2. He was reaching, he reached base safely in his first at bat. Pena walked back in the first. Now an 0-2, Hopewell looking to pick off right where McGowan started. The pitch, fastball, just missing low, and the count 1-2 to Daniel Pena. 3 shutout innings for Christian McGowan, a hit and a walk with 4 strikeouts for the righty. He won't get a decision. Now it's a 1-2 count as Pena sets in the batter's box. Hopewell winds and fires. This one hit the other way. Diving is Gutowski, but it goes under his glove into right field for a base hit. Almost a spectacular play at first base by Gutowski. And that one sneaks through for Daniel Pena, who has reached in each of his first 2 ABs with a walk and a knock. Let's take another look. That one pretty well struck the other way. Tough play for Gutowski, but he almost had that one. Almost nabbing Pena, but back-to-back innings with a leadoff hit for Fort Myers. Beach Dogs trying to keep the rest of the fourth inning like the rest of the third inning following the first hit. First pitch flied foul by Carlos Aguiar down the left field line. Nothing in one to count to the Mighty Muscles right fielder. He flied out to center field to end the first in his only other at bat. Aguiar, home run leader for Fort Myers last year. 0-1 now. Swing and a miss out in front of the breaking ball, and it's nothing in two. Going up against Hopewell, who's 23 years old. Was signed out of the University of Cincinnati as an undrafted free agent last year, but began his collegiate career at Division II Findlay, also in Ohio. Now the 0-2. Wave and a whiff, strike 3. 3-pitch see-ya. Carlos Aguiar sent packing on the slider, and that's 2 gone here in the fourth inning. 5th strikeout of the day for Beach Dogs pitching, and Chase Hopewell gets number 28 on the season with a nice-looking slider on the outside part of the plate to fool the lefty Aguiar. Now another lefty and former Thresher, Rickson Wingrove, in a bit of a homecoming as he pops the first pitch foul, nothing in one. Wingrove began his career as a Thresher, signed out of Australia, and a member of the Adelaide Giants who have a deal with the Phillies. Began his career in the Complex League for 2.5 seasons. Then at the end of 2021, he came up to the Phillies. Spent 8 games in 2022 with Clearwater before getting the call to Jersey Shore. Last year, got a late promotion to Reading before the Phillies released him in the offseason. Now it's no 2 count on Rickson, a Thresher and a Beach Dog for 2 years. Now the 0-2, bouncing breaking ball, it's 1-2. Wingrove was not out of a job for too long after the Phillies let him go back in March ended up signing with the prestigious Long Island Ducks, one of the better teams in the Atlantic League. And he was hitting almost 400 for the Ducks, so the Twins took a flyer on him. He's been here with Fort Myers ever since. Now the 1-2. Hit on the ground towards second. Saltabon charges, avoids the runner. Now he sends it to first to get Wingrove out in time for the second out of the inning. Daniel Pena will head to second on the ground out. Wingrove retired for the second time in his first game against the Phillies system as a member of a different major league organization. So two down now for Maddox Houghton, who went down looking in his last at-bat against Christian McGowan. He's got Daniel Pena on second with two away here in a scoreless top of the fourth inning. Hopewell deals. Fastball at the knees on the inside part of the plate for a called strike one. Believe that was challenged, but wasn't overturned. A clear strike call, so it's an 0-1 count to Houghton, with one on and two gone. The pitch. Breaking ball just missing outside, and it's a 1-1 count to the Mighty Muscles center fielder. He was also a Mighty Muscle last season. Had four home runs for Fort Myers in 2023, already up to half of that just past the All-Star break here. Now it's a 1-1 count. Here's the pitch. Curveball hit on the ground, foul down the third baseline. It's 1-2. Pena on second, doesn't have great speed, so he'll likely be off on contact and trying to find home plate on a potential Houghton hit. But the Thresher, the Beach Dogs, looking to keep that from happening. Now it's 1-2. Hopewell looks over at second to admire the base runner. Five on the pitch clock. He deals. 1-2, fastball just low, and it's 2-2. 15 pitches, 11 so far over for strikes in the first two-thirds of an inning for Hopewell. Now it's a 2-2 count with two outs, the man on base number two. The pitch. In on the ground, high hopper over towards short, picked up by Ware in the outfield, on the throw to first, not in time. The speed of Houghton is too much as that one went deep in the infield. Pena moves to third, and Houghton stays on first with the third hit of the game by the Mighty Muscles on the infield knock. And we'll take another look. Rodolfo Castro couldn't scoop it up. That might have, if he had scooped it up, he would have had a chance at Houghton, but Ware really didn't after he made that play from the outfield grass, as Houghton just hits that one to the perfect spot. Second hit of the inning, third of the day for the Mighty Muscles, who now have the Beach Dogs cornered with two outs in the fourth. Houghton on first, Pena on third, with Nick Lucky coming up against Hopewell. Two gone and two aboard. Still scoreless in the top of the fourth. Hopewell hoping to keep it that way, as he looks the runner back on to first base in Maddox Houghton. Houghton has plenty of speed for Fort Myers. And the 25-year-old has 10 steals this season in 13 attempts for the Mighty Muscles. Fastball misses. It's a 1-0 count to Lucky, who grounded out to second his last time up, and will second base on second base crime. 1-0 to Lucky. Here's the pitch. Fastball darts inside. It's 2-0. Thomas was taking a long look over at Houghton, who was inching towards second. And now it's 2-0. Scoreless here in the top of the fourth. Penultimate Beach Dogs night of the year and our Christmas in July night here at BayCare Ballpark. Houghton goes to second. Pitch misses. Throw to second base. Not in time. Stolen base number 11 for Houghton, and Pena remains on third on the 3-0 pitch. So first base is open. Houghton is now 11 for 14 in steals. And with first base open, two men in scoring position for the Mighty Muscles. 3-0 count to the lefty Lucky. And now Hopewell scans the runners and fires home. 3-0 pitch, get me over, fastball does the trick. It's 3-1. Two gone in the fourth. Pena on third, Houghton on second for the Mighty Muscles. top of the fourth inning. Three hits for Fort Myers. The Beach Dogs still looking for their first. Now Hopewell fires the 3-1. Fastball hammered out to left center field. This could be trouble. Walton on the run, on the track. He dives, but he can't make the play. Two runs score, and Avery Owusu-Asidu sends it back into the cutoff man at short. Two out RBI double for Lucky. Makes it 2-0 Fort Myers. And TJ Walton went airborne and almost made that play. And Avery Owusu-Asidu making sure he's all right out in center field. A hitter's count, and TJ Walton narrowly missed making that diving stop out in left field. And a reliever allows the first two runners of the game for the Beach Dogs as they trail 2-0 with two gone in the top of the fourth. Third double of the season for Nick Lucky has him on second. And after the mound visit initiated by pitching coach Gustavo Armas, Yoander Martinez will come up to the plate with a man on second. Now the home plate umpire, Chad Lagana, coming out to end the mound visit, and he will. Back to the dugout goes Gustavo Armas. Back to the backstop goes Jared Thomas. Coming up on the catcher there. And that will bring up Yoander Martinez. He singled in his last at bat, now has a man on second base with a two-run lead in the top of the fourth. First pitch swinging for Martinez, pops it up into right field. Heredia is there, running in into his left and making the grab for the final out of the fourth inning. But a two-out double ends things off for the Mighty Muscles. Two runs come home on three hits. No errors, and one man left aboard. First lead of the game is awarded to Fort Myers. They are up by two, heading into the bottom four.
Every Thursday night at Baycare Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's is bringing you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Baycare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home game. Visit thrushersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On Friday, July 19th, all tickets for your pups benefit the Suncoast Animal League. Tickets are available now on thrushersbaseball.com.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
Keep up with the action all season long. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for events, merchandise, and more. Beach Dogs looking for more tonight. They don't have a hit yet and are trailing 2-0 to the second half leaders in the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Devin Saltabon leads off the bottom of the fourth for Clearwater. Swings and misses at a fastball, and it's 0-1. A strikeout already for Devin, but he's got 11 homers and 37 RBIs on the season in his first full season as a pro. Next pitch, hit on the ground towards short. Winokur's there waiting at the cut of the grass. Whips a throw to first base. Wingrove catches just in time to beat Saltabon by a step for the first out in the fourth inning. And that will bring out Layla in what I believe is the final inning of her career. Third and fourth innings, I think, is what it said. She'll be fetching the bats for the third and fourth for Clearwater. And she does it with such ease and with a whole lot of cheers from this Beach Dogs crowd. Well-deserved MVP chance to Layla. She'd be first on my ballot of Florida State League MVPs, though, I'll tell you that much. And there's no other name on the ballot. She's got the MVP award, Manager of the Year award, Pitcher of the Year, Reliever of the Year, everything. Just give her all the awards. Go, Layla. We're going to miss you. One gone in the fourth inning. Rodolfo Castro. And he's having his first Layla experience as a member of the Beach Dogs tonight. Triple-A rehabber takes a fastball inside. It's a 1-0 count to the former Pirate. Started as utility infielder for the Phillies last year, playing a couple games with the big club in 2023. Now he takes a fastball for a called strike, and it's 1-1. Was in spring training with Philadelphia as well, lost out on the roster spot to either Whit Merrifield, who is now cut, or Edmundo Sosa, who starred and in filling in for all-star shortstop Trey Turner when he was on the injured list, as Castro makes it 1-2. So Weston Wilson now up with the big club as taking the utility infield role from Whit Merrifield. And another guy who might have the pieces to do that is Rodolfo Castro. 3 years of big league experience under his belt, playing primarily in the bigs for the Pirates before the Bailey Falter trade at the deadline last year. And looking to get back up with the big club for the first time in 2024 in the midst of a minor league rehab assignment from Lehigh Valley. It's a 1-2 to Castro now. Ricky Castro deals. Fastball hit high in the air out to center field and right to Maddox Houghton. He drifts to his right, makes the catch for the second out in the fourth as another well-hit ball goes straight to the center field. Thresher's best two balls hit today were hit on a line out to Houghton in center. And now Layla the Bat Dog grabbing one of the bats for the Beach Dogs here in the fourth inning. Of course, T.J. Walton letting her do her work as the Beach Dogs cleanup man following up everybody's favorite Beach Dog. As Layla slowly makes her way back to the Beach Dogs dugout. Well-deserved retirement coming her way as she gets cheers from the Beach Dogs dugout and the Threshers faithful behind home plate. Two down for T.J. Walton. Went down swinging to lead off the second in his last at bat, so he's 0-1. First pitch to T.J., hit on a line into center field, and the Threshers break up the no-hitter with a base hit. First hit of the day comes from T.J. Walton, who had the Threshers' only hit in their last game Sunday against Palm Beach. And Walton has reached in almost every game since returning from the injured list for Clearwater, as he gets a nice piece of hitting on a line drive single. As Ricky Castro has now given up a hit for the first time today. No hit bid lasted until two outs in the fourth inning as Walton takes off for second. But Ware hits a high fly ball out to shallow right field that Aguiar drifts inwards on. Towards right center, he reaches up for a two-handed grab that ends the fourth inning. No hitter is over, but the Threshers leave a man stranded and stay behind 4-2 after the fourth inning. And now we've got a retirement ceremony for our favorite Layla after we head to before we head to the fifth.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Come down to Baycare Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Support our troops on Friday, August 2nd. All veterans will receive an exclusive discount and be honored in a special moment during the game. Gates open at 5:30 p.m. with a 6:30 first pitch 1 week from now. So get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com for Military Appreciation Night on August the 2nd. You can always appreciate the military, always support the great things that our men and women have done fighting and dying for us over the years. We salute our nation's military here in Clearwater. And now we salute the King, Charles King to be exact, coming to the mound for the Clearwater Beach Dogs. And another rehabber for Beach Dogs as Byron Churio starts off King's night with a foul ball down the left field line, 0-1. Chase Hopewell's in line for the loss. Three hits, two runs allowed, with one strikeout and no walks in one inning of work. 0-1 to Churio, fastball inside, and it's 1-1. And Charles King had a couple of saves in his first few outings for Jersey Shore, didn't allow a run in his first three outings as a pro, as he was signed by the Phillies in February of 2024 as an undrafted free agent. One hopper over to second, picked up by Saltaban, who flips to first, and it extinguishes the speedy Churio on the ground out to start off the fifth inning. So that will bring up Brandon Winokur. For Charles King. King, 2-0 in Jersey Shore this season as he starts off Brandon Winokur, the swinging strike for 0-1. With that first out in the fifth, Charles King has now completed his 20th inning as a big leaguer. 19 and two-thirds innings of work and a 2-0 record with a 4.58 ERA for Jersey Shore after he was signed as an undrafted free agent out of Texas Christian. Horned Frog now has a 1-1 count against Brandon Winokur, who was set to go to UCLA before the third round draft, for he was picked in the third round of the draft by the Twins last year. Swings and misses a fastball, it's 1-2. King, a Texas native, went at from Coppell High School in 2016 to TCU, where he played most of his college ball. One ball, two strikes. As King steps back on, sets up from the center of the rubber against the righty Winokur. Right on white, right matchup, 2-0 lead for Fort Myers in the top of the fifth. 1-2, fastball just missing, but it's challenged by Jared Thomas. And it's overturned. That was an easy one.
Free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
For just $25 for the whole year, your child can join the Little Anglers Club. Little Anglers get ticket and food vouchers to all Thursday home games at BayCare Ballpark. Designed for Threshers fans and Beach Dogs fans 13 and younger, Little Anglers members also receive an exclusive hat and t-shirt, so register today at ThreshersBaseball.com. Only four more Little Anglers nights left, maybe playoffs as well. We are certainly hoping for some more playoff games as Jared Thomas has started off the fastball low to begin the count 1-0 here in the fifth inning. 2-0 the lead for Fort Myers at the halfway point of tonight's contest as Ricky Castro is out for the fifth inning of work. Thomas hits a line drive out to center field. Houghton chasing, makes the catch in time as he snags the liner for out number one in the fifth. And another edition of the Threshers' best balls of tonight have gone to center field. That was a solid line drive from Thomas. Just smoked right into the glove of Maddox Houghton. So one gone for Dakota Katowski, who went down swinging his last at bat, and this time he hits a line drive out to center field. Leaping catch by Houghton running into right center. Three pitches, two outs so far in the fifth. So two quick ones for the Beach Dogs as Yamal Flores comes up to the plate with a strikeout to his name today. designated hitter, has reached base in 4 of 5 games since joining the Threshers on July the 3rd. Made his debut on July the 4th in Dunedin and hit a home run, almost two. Two gone here in the fifth. 2-0 lead for Fort Myers as Flores swings and misses late on the slider, and it's 0-1. Nothing and one the count, two gone here in the fifth. The pitch, bouncing breaking ball, scooped up by Pancho Ruiz, and it's 1-1. Flores has played in the corner outfield so far for the Beach Dogs and the Threshers this season, though this is his first game as a Beach Dog. And now he faces a 1-1 count. Fastball low and away, 2-1 to Yamal Flores, the 20-year-old in the Complex League for his second straight season. In 22 games in the FCL this year, he slugged .530 with 4 homers and 18 RBIs, hitting .273 for the Dominican native. 2-1, cut on and miss. Now it's 2-2. Spent all of his 14 games with a Complex League last year, a short season. Really, any injury is going to mess up some game time, and Yamal Flores taken out after just 14 games in the Complex last year. Slow roller back up the middle. The pitcher fields the position himself. Castro to Wingrove for the final out of the fifth inning. So the Threshers follow up their first inning with a knock with a 1-2-3 fifth as they get sent down in order. Solid 5 innings for Ricky Castro. The Beach Dogs trail by 2 heading into the sixth.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the BayCare Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field. Plus, a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need.
Stick around post-game on Friday nights. There will be live music and drinks after every Friday home game at the Tiki Bar. We'll have DJ Filthy spinning the tunes for tonight's Christmas in July party out in left field by the Tiki Bar after tonight's game. Right now on the mound spinning for the Beach Dogs is Brandon Beckel. He's bounced in and out of the starting rotation, but primarily has come out of the bullpen for Clearwater this season. Starting off the sixth at the heart of the Mighty Muscles order. 2-0 lead for Fort Myers. The first pitch from Beckel is popped foul by Daniel Pena. Only batter for the Mighty Muscles, and really for either team, to reach in both of his first two at-bats. He walked in the first, walked and scored, or singled and scored in the fourth inning. Beckel's got a four-pitch mix. The 22-year-old sports a fastball that can get up to 93. Two-seam fastball, changeup, and a curveball. 0-1, fastball ducked out of the way by Pena, and it's 1-1. Beckel with a 6 1/3 inning scoreless streak since June the 28th, his first game since returning from the starting lineup. At ERA down to 3.86, and Beckel's got a 3-1 record in 21 appearances, this being his 18th out of the bullpen. 1-1. Hacked and fouled back by Pena. Now it's 1-2. Beckel pitched primarily as a reliever in college, the Red Raiders' saves leader in 2023, before he was the only Texas Tech Red Raider picked in the draft for the first time since 1987. 1-2. Wave and a whiff, strike three, as the slider scoots by the bat of Pena. And Beckel fans his first batter, the Beach Dogs 7 for the first out in the sixth inning. Take another look at this strikeout from Beckel. Just a nasty looking curve dropping below the zone and fooling Pena for out number one in the sixth. But now we've got a couple of lefties on the horizon for Beckel, starting with Carlos Aguiar, who pops up the first pitch he sees high and foul, 0-1. 0-1 to Aguiar, who's 0-2 today, flied out to center and struck out swinging in his previous two at-bats. 2-0 lead, though, for Fort Myers. They have four hits to the Threshers' one. Now an 0-1 as Beckel deals. Curveball just missing outside, and the count evens at 1-1. So Chase Hopewell, Charles King, and Chase Hopewell finished off with an inning apiece. 2 runs on 3 hits for Hopewell. King retired all three batters he saw as a Thresher with 1 strikeout. Ground ball to first base, backhanded by Katowski. He'll race to the bag against Aguiar, and Katowski wins the foot race and the second out of the sixth inning, as he tags the first base bag unassisted for out number two in the top of six. That'll bring up Rickson Wingrove, who was a Philly at the time of the draft last year when Beckel was selected by the Phillies in the 12th round. And Wingrove 0-2 with 2 groundouts against the minor league team, where he has played the most amount of games for. First pitch to Rickson, fastball missing outside, and it's a 1-0 count. Wingrove has played around 100 games for the Threshers and the same similar amount for the Jersey Shore Blue Claws in his 4 years as a member of the Phillies system, or 5 years as a member of the Phillies system. 1-0, fastball inside, it's 2-0 to Wingrove, who with 79 games for the Threshers in 2021, hit 11 homers and 37 RBIs, and then in 2022 played 8 more games with the Threshers, adding another 3 hits and scoring a run before he got called up to Jersey Shore. Wingrove hammers this one deep out to left field. Walton goes back, sprinting to the track, to the wall, and that ball is out of here. Rickson Wingrove greets his former team with a solo home run, and it's 3-0 Fort Myers as he turns on a 2-0 pitch and sends it the opposite way for his 5th home run as a member of the Twin system. And a quick in and out visit for Finley, as I don't think he liked what he saw either. Wingrove hitting it to the opposite way, deepest part of the ballpark, but this is a guy who has played close to 100 games at this ballpark, with tonight being his 88. Fastball lifted the other way into right field. Heredia tracks it down, running towards the foul line as he makes the catch on the run to end the inning. But a solo home run turns the dagger a bit more, as the Beach Dogs currently trailing 3-0 heading into the bottom of the sixth inning.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Every Thursday night at Bay Care Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's is bringing you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Bay Care Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit thrushersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On Friday, July 19th, all tickets for your pups benefit the Suncoast Animal League. Tickets are available now on thrushersbaseball.com.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to Bay Care Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit threshersbaseball.com, then visit Bay Care Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by Bay Care Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the Bay Care Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
Buy your tickets ahead of time on ThreshersBaseball.com to take advantage of advanced purchase savings. The best deals are bought online on ThreshersBaseball.com. And the Beach Dogs tonight trying to deal their way into some more runs. That's a good start. Hot shot single up the middle from Avery Owusu-Asidu. And welcome to the hill, Paulshawn Pasqualato, the new pitcher for the Mighty Muscles, greeted with a first pitch single by the Beach Dogs center fielder in Avery Owusu-Asidu. 3-0 lead for Fort Myers, but a hard ground ball up the middle gets a knock for Owusu-Asidu and puts one of the most dangerous base runners aboard for Clearwater. Owusu-Asidu is second on the team in steals with 11 on the season. He has stolen 11 bags in 14 attempts as the first pitch is in to Raylan Heredia. Owusu-Asidu has been a lot more quiet since getting caught for the first time back in May. He was successful in each of his first 9 stolen base attempts for Clearwater. He's 2 for his last 4, though. 1-0 is the count to Heredia. Back-to-back strikeouts for the leadoff man. Now up with a man on for the first time today. 1-0 pitch. Fastball on the outside edge. It's 1-1. So Pasqualato replacing Ricky Castro, who is in line for the win if the Threshers can't get 3 or more runs in the next 4 innings. 1 hit and 7 strikeouts and 5 shutout frames for Ricky Castro, and Owusu-Asidu is checked back to first. Unsuccessful on the pickoff attempt is Pasqualato. He's got a light blue glove that he loads up with a baseball, sets the belt from the stretch. The 1-1 pitch in the dirt, squeezed by Ruiz, and he'll get a new baseball on a 2-1 count to Heredia. Saltaban coming up next for the Beach Dogs. And we might see Owusu-Asidu put in motion as we're in double play ball territory, and that's why the Mighty Muscles are shifted. There goes Avery, pitch in for a strike, throw low. Owusu-Asidu slides in safely, beating the tag for his 12th stolen base of the season. The pitch in for a strike, so it's a 2-2 to Heredia. But now Avery Owusu-Asidu just beating that tag. A good jump at second, but the throw almost got him. And so did the tag from Nick Lucky. 12th steal of the season for Owusu-Asidu. He's in scoring position as Heredia swings and fouls off a fastball to keep the count even at 2-2. So it's a 2-2 count to Raylan now. One aboard with nobody out. The pitch, a breaking ball low, 3-2, as Heredia has reached the full count mark in each of his first 3 at-bats. Hoping third time's the charm with a man on first, and a single could bring the Beach Dogs their first run if Owusu-Asidu can put one in the outfield. Now the 3-2 pitch, wrapped foul, and we stay full at 3-2. Usu-Asidu on second. Nobody out. 3-0 deficit for the Beach Dogs in the bottom of the sixth inning. Now Heredia waits the payoff. This one hammered high and deep, but foul down the left field line. Oh, that looked dangerous for a second or so. But a hot shot from Heredia lands in foul territory. Third pitch knocked foul with two strikes on Heredia. And he'll face eight pitches in this at-bat for taking an inside fastball deep out to left, but in foul territory. Payoff again, fouled back again. And what a game that Heredia is having. It might not show up on the stat sheet. Two strikeouts don't look good, but he is going to see double-digit pitches in two different at-bats. In just three at-bats today for Clearwater. The results will come. He is certainly talented enough for that. Payoff again, and there is his third strikeout. Swing and a miss. Second double-digit at-bat for Heredia in terms of pitches, and the third time he struck out today. He is 0-for-3 with three Ks. That's the first out in the sixth inning, but plenty of work to do for the Beach Dogs. They trail by three with a man on second. Avery Usu-Asidu with his 12th stolen base of the season to put him second on the team. Behind the man at the plate, Devin Saltaban, the team's home run and stolen base leader on the active roster. Second on the team in homers overall. And first with 14 swipes. He takes a strike, 0-1. 14 steals, 15 attempts for Saltaban, but he's 0-2 today with a strikeout. And Usu-Asidu is looked back to second by Paulshan Pasqualato. He'll resume his lead as Paulshan steps back on the rubber. Nothing and one the count. Pasqualato looks over at second and he yields. This one hit back up the middle, scooped up by Winokur. No play at third as Usu-Asidu slides in safely and Saltaban. Oh, I thought he beat him out. Rickson Wingrove hanging by a thread onto the first base bag. Saltaban looked close to beating it. That is a tough call. But it's a ground out that moves Usu-Asidu to third. As we get another look. On the edge of the outfield grass, Saltaban has speed. It's a close call. Maybe got him by half a step, but Saltaban almost beat that one out, plain and simple. Really close call, but productive out as Ous is over at third base with two gone for Adolfo Castro. He takes a fastball outside, and it's 1-0. A strikeout and a flyout for Rodolfo. He was now 2-for-12 in his seventh minor league game this season. He swings and misses, and now it's 1-1. 1-1 the count, two gone here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Threshers trail by, Beach Dogs trail by three with Usu-Asidu on third. All they need is just a single to bring a runner home. Now the 1-1. This is a hard line drive out to left field. Short run for Churio, but he makes the catch towards the left field foul line. And a hard line drive ends up in a glove to end the sixth. So the Beach Dogs put a man on third base, but their only hit gets a runner stranded and heads us into the seventh inning still with a 3-0 lead for Fort Myers.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to threshersbaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Don't forget, Taps and Tacos Night is every Thursday home game at BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy craft drafts from local breweries, plus all beverages are half price. Our next Taps and Tacos Night is August 1st versus the Jupiter Hammerheads. Dates open at 5:30 for 6:30 p.m. First pitch on April 1st. Rematch of last year's Florida State League Championship. Who will play in the playoffs? Two teams already picked, one from each division. In the West Division, it's the Beach Dogs, and they might be met by Fort Myers, a potential playoff preview here at BayCare Ballpark for a three-game set, with the second-half leaders in the West leading 3-0 over the Beach Dogs in the top of the seventh. First pitch from Beckel is fouled back by Nick Lucky, and it's an 0-1 count to the second baseman for Fort Myers, who drove in the first two runs in the fourth inning, two-run double, and he is 1-for-2. Third double of the season and ninth RBI put the Muscles up 2-0. Next pitch, a breaking ball in for a strike, Athanese to Lucky, and it's 0-2. Lucky, Martinez, and Churio leading off this top of the seventh inning against Brandon Beckel, the Beach Dogs. 0-2 pitch, breaking ball just below the zone, and it's a 1-2 count as Lucky takes it for a ball, 1-2. Lucky's at second base tonight. 1-for-2, two homers, 11 ribbies on the season with an average of .221. Beckel, the 22-year-old, sets up from the stretch on the first base side of the rubber. A slight windup as he gets ready to turn in. He turns and fires, now the 1-2. Breaking ball just missing outside, and it's a 2-2 count. Change up and a curve ball to the breaking pitches for Beckel. Fastball, a four-seamer and two-seamer that can get up to 93 miles an hour. Two balls, two strikes, the count to Lucky. Beckel, the pitch. Fastball hit on the line out towards the left field side and foul over the netting. Out of play, we'll stay at 2-2. Rodolfo Castro still at third base for Clearwater, so we'll see how long his rehab assignment goes as Castro has hit the ball hard but has flied out twice in his two at-bats. Now it's a 2-2 to Lucky as Beckel winds and deals. The pitch, fastball called, strike three, but there's a challenge. Lucky taps his helmet and gets Lucky. Strike three overturned and turned into ball three, so it's a full count to the second baseman Lucky. Three balls, two strikes, and now pitch number seven of the first at bat of the seventh inning is in the hand of Brandon Beckel. He rocks and fires, payoff pitch. Fastball hit high in the air, deep out to left field. Sprinting towards the sideline is Walton, and that goes out of play for a foul ball. We stay at 3-2. So a full count to Lucky now. Yoander Martinez awaiting eagerly on deck as he got the first hit of the game for Fort Myers back in the third. Lucky drove in the first two runs. Now he is facing a three balls, two strike count. Beckel, with 10 seconds on the pitch clock, readies himself up at the mound. Looks for his sign from Thomas. Looks like he has it. Sets up, rocks and fires. Payoff again, bouncing breaking ball, and that's ball four. Leadoff walk to Nick Lucky, who earns an eight-pitch free pass to first base, becoming the third leadoff man for the Mighty Muscles to reach base at the start of an inning. Top of the seventh inning and a 3-0 lead for Fort Myers with Lucky over at first base and nobody out for Yoander Martinez. Lucky, the Coastal Carolina product, in his first pro season has seven steals and eight attempts. He's being watched by Katowski over at first. First pitch, Yoander Martinez well behind the heater, swing and a miss from Beckel, and it's an 0-1 count. 20th pitch so far for Beckel, and 13 have gotten over for strikes. Nothing in one count to Martinez, who's 1-for-2. Lucky, also 1-for-2, puts on his black sliding mitt on his left arm as he leads off of first. Nothing in one, the count to Martinez. Beckel sets from the stretch and deals. Runner goes. Fastball inside for a ball. Throw high, and did he get him? Off the bag went Lucky, but he got back on just in time, securing his eighth stolen base of the season. It's a 1-1 count to Martinez, and Lucky is into second base with his eighth steal in nine tries. As we take another look, Lucky may have been pulled off the bag as we saw Derek Pacheco, the umpire, talking about, but stayed on long enough to avoid the tag from Saltabon. Now his teammate Martinez takes a 1-1. Breaking ball missing inside. It's a 2-1 count now to the Muscles' third baseman. He singled in the third, first hit of the game for either side, and then flied out to right to end the fourth inning after Lucky's 2-RBI double. Lucky back on second base with a 2-1 count here to Martinez. The pitch, fastball, popped up in a shallow right field. Katowski drifts back. He's called off by Saltabon, and Saltabon makes the catch in front of Heredia there for backup for the first out in the seventh inning. And as always, rock-solid communication from the Beach Dogs defense as Saltabon catches the pop-up with two others circling, ready to make the play had he missed the ball. But Saltabon does not miss a whole lot in his first full season as a second baseman. And that is the first out of the seventh as Byron Churio digs into the box for the Muscles. One out, a man on second, 3-0 lead for Fort Myers. Beckel deals, fastball, cut on and missed, and it's 0-1. 0-3 is Churio. Two strikeouts against Christian McGowan in the first and third, one looking, one swinging. And a ground out to second back in the fifth. Now it's a 0-1 to Churio with Lucky dancing around on second. 0-1, fastball missing upstairs, and it's 1-1. Bryson Ware, with a switch hitting Churio hitting lefty, is holding Lucky on second base, standing right behind the second baseman for the Mighty Muscles. 1-1. Soft liner foul, and it's 1-2. That one will reach the seats. One and two the count to Churio, 3-0 the lead in the top of the seventh with one gone for the Mighty Muscles. Beckel sets and deals. Another liner foul, we stay 1-2 as Byron Churio fights off another breaking pitch from Brandon Beckel. It's a one ball, two strike count to the Muscles left fielder. Beckel looks over at second. Now five on the pitch clock. He fires home. Curveball missing outside, and it's 2-2. Beckel's scoreless streak halted at seven innings after the Wingrove homer in the sixth, but he has been great for the Threshers in his last four outings out of the pen. Now it's a 2-2 count to Churio. The pitch. Fastball, sliced foul again. The count stays even at 2-2. Lucky on second, and Byron Churio facing a 2-2 count with one out in the seventh. 3-0 lead for the Muscles against the Beach Dogs after Clearwater was shut out twice in a six-game series against Palm Beach last week, hoping to avoid that fate in their return home after the All-Star break, trying to send out Layla with a nice victory. It's a 2-2 count now to Churio as Beckel is now set after a reset pitch clock. 2-2 the pitch. Beckel looks over at second and deals. 2-2, cut on and miss for strike three. Beckel gets Churio to dig in the dirt for the breaking ball, and that is Beckel's second strikeout of the day. Two gone in the seventh now as we take another look. Curveball just sunk. I think that bounced on home plate. And Churio went fishing for it, coming up empty. Brandon Winokur has struck out twice today. He is up 0-3 with a man on second. But he's got plenty of pop. Third rounder signed for over $1 million by the Twins out of a UCLA commitment as he fouls off the first pitch from Beckel, 0-1. Struck out swinging in the first, grounded out to third in the third, and struck out looking in the fifth. Now Winokur faces an 0-1 count on Beckel with two gone here in the seventh inning. Three runs on five hits for Fort Myers, none on two for the Beach Dogs, and they have an error as well. 0-1 the count to Winokur. And the pitch. Runner goes for third. Pitch is a fastball and no shot at Lucky, so he'll stay walking into third base. It's an 0-2 now to Brandon Winokur. Stolen base number nine on the season, second on the inning for Lucky, as he has now stolen second and third with a third base steal coming unopposed by Jared Thomas as Lucky just got too good of a jump. 2-0 and two count to Winokur as he steps out and back in to the right-handed batter's box. 0-2 the count, two gone, and now a man on third. 3-0 deficit here in the top of the seventh for Clearwater. Beckel deals. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Brandon Beckel can't touch the breaker. And Winokur is fooled as Beckel strikes out the last two in the seventh after stranding a run on the walk. Two strikeouts for Beckel, and each of them got nastier. Looking to the breaking pitch for back-to-back Ks. As a team, the Beach Dogs have fanned eight, but trail 3-0 heading into the stretch on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Big Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by Bay Care, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Paul Sean Pasqualato back out for the Mighty Muscles in the seventh. TJ Walton leads the heart of the Beach Dogs order to face him as they trail 3-0. First pitch to Walton, fouled away in the bottom of the seventh. Fastball back to the backstop, and it's 0-1. Walton has been a quick swing. Went down on three pitches in the second and broke up the no-hit bid of Ricky Castro with a two-out single on the only pitch he saw in the fourth. So he's 1-for-2 with one of two Beach Dogs base hits. 0-1, fastball upstairs, it's 1-1. Actually, both Beach Dogs hits so far came on the first pitch of an at-bat, as Avery Owusu-Asidu singled on the first pitch of the sixth inning. I almost called him Avery Owusu a single, which would be kind of cool, but not in this sense. Fouled away by Walton, and it's 1-2. So Walton, Ware, and Thomas leading off the seventh for the Beach Dogs. 3-0 lead for Fort Myers. Now Pasqualato deals. Fouled away as Walton corkscrews a breaking ball off the dugout railing of Fort Myers, and the count remains at 1-2. Walton had a career-high 5 RBIs in his last game against Fort Myers. That came on Sunday, April 14th. He's had 7 RBIs in an injury-riddled season since then. He hits a high chopper to third, right into the glove of Martinez. Picked on a hop, he fires to first, and that one pulls Wingrove off the bag. Walton might have beaten that out. He's got wheels, but we'll see if that's a hit or an error. That's going to be a tough play to judge, as we'll get another look. Just a simple hopper toward short. Seemed like a can of corn for Yoander Martinez. And the throw was just dropped off the bounce by Wingrove. So that should be an E3. Either way, the leadoff man is aboard for the Beach Dogs in the seventh, and it is an E3. On former Thresher Rickson Wingrove. So Walton, who was off on the first pitch in the fourth before Bryson Ware flied out. We'll see if he goes again. First pitch to Ware is a bunt. Down the third baseline, but foul, and it's 0-1. Ware was hit by a pitch. He was the first base runner of the game for the Beach Dogs in the second inning. Stole his 10th bag of the season and became the fourth Beach Dog this year to steal 10 or more bags. Then on the first pitch in the fourth, Ware flied out to right to end the inning after Walton broke up a Ricky Castro no-no with a two-out knock. Now Ware faces an 0-1 count with Walton leading off of first. Pasqualato sets up from the stretch on the first base side of the rubber. He deals. Ware takes a fastball inside. It's a 1-1 count to the Beach Dogs shortstop. Bryson has played all over the diamond for the Beach Dogs. Played a little bit at second, but he's played full games and started full games at third, short, first, center, and left field. 1-1. Swing and a miss just behind the heater. And it's 1-2 now to Bryson Ware, who started playing shortstop after playing almost entirely at third base last year when he was called up on August 2nd from the Complex League. One of the first members of the 2023 draft class to make it to Thresherville. Played 20 games with Clearwater last year, starting almost all of them at third base. Now it's a 1-2 count, the pitch. Fastball low and away, and it's 2-2. T.J. Walton on first. He's got four steals this season for Clearwater in seven tries. After a 2-for-11 series in his full return action against Palm Beach, Walton slides in safely underneath the tag of Rickson Wingrove on the pickoff attempt by Paulshawn Pasqualato. Now it's a 2-2 count to Ware. 3-0 deficit for the Beach Dogs. Now the 2-2. This one is hammered on a line out to left field, but on the track it's caught by Byron Churio. A well-struck ball by Bryson Ware, but Clearwater just have not been able to find much green grass as a whole lot of hard-hit balls have gone right into the path of an outfielder. That time it was Byron Churio waiting on an absolutely cranked line drive by Bryson Ware. Instead, it's the first out of the bottom seven. 3-0 the lead for Fort Myers. And now Jared Thomas comes up to the plate 0-for-2 on the day with Walton on first. We'll see if TJ tries for second base here. First pitch, a fastball upstairs to Thomas, and it's 1-0. Sky's completely dark, so we can see the flashes of lightning going deep in the distance. Certainly doesn't look close enough to BayCare Ballpark to have an effect on this game as of now, as we have gotten clear black skies since the lights have turned on here at BayCare Ballpark. 1-0, breaking ball low, and it's a 2-0 count. Beach Dogs already had this game delayed by almost an hour due to incoming storm. And they're hoping to keep this game going, but just more wins, hopefully more runs coming up for Beach Dogs. Pickoff attempt denied at first base, and it's 2-0 to Thomas as Wingrove makes the catch without a tag. High fly ball fouled away by Thomas, and it's 2-1. Two balls, one strike to Thomas, ground out in a flyout for the Beach Dogs backstop. Now Pasqualato deals. 2-1, weak grounder back up to second base. This could be two. Backhanded flip to second from Lucky, and it pulls off Winokur from the second base bag. T.J. Walton with a nice slide going into the defender. Winokur has to jump to avoid it, but couldn't make the snag in time before he was pulled off the base pass. We take another look at the T.J. Walton slide. A high throw as Winokur couldn't get down before Walton came back on first base, or on second base. And now Jared Thomas reaches to bring up the tying run in Dakota Katowski. And now the pitching coach, Richard Salazar, will come up to have a chat with the reliever, Paulshawn Pasqualato. As we are late, the official decision on the Thomas reach, we'll take a look at the Phillies system. Beginning with the finals in the Dominican Summer League, DSL Marlins took down the Phillies Red in 8 innings, 3-2 the final score. It was 6-1 in favor of DSL Tigers 2, one out away from completing a game in Boca Chica. Top of the fifth inning, suspended in a 6-1 contest against the Phillies White. And the Phillies and Blue Jays Complex League teams got through an inning, scoreless in the top of the second inning, before that game was suspended due to rain over in Dunedin. Justin Crawford shined in his debut with the Double-A Portland, or Double-A Reading Fightin' Phils. as he returns from the All-Star break to a new team. But the Fightins lost his debut 6-2. Lehigh Valley trailing 7-1 against Worcester in Allentown, the bottom of the seventh. But the Jersey Shore Blue Claws look to become the second team in the Phillies minor league system to 50 wins. They lead the Brooklyn Cyclones 5-0 in Coney Island in the bottom of the eighth. And that is a first pitch ball to Dakota Katowski. As Thomas reached on a fielder's choice, he is on first. It's now a 2-0-2 Katowski with the breaking ball missing low and away. So the tying run is at the board and now facing a very friendly hitter's count. Thomas on first. The best runner on base right now is T.J. Walton with good speed on second. 2-0 to Katowski. He swings and misses at a low breaking ball, and it's 2-1. Flying out to center in the fifth. After striking out swinging in the second. Cotto, 5 homers, 28 ribbies on the season. A couple of big hit streaks for Clearwater as he looks to start another one tonight. 2-1 and 1 out in the 7th. This is the best chance the Beach Dogs have had all night as Katowski swings and misses to even the count at 2-2. 2-1 and nobody out. Now it's a 2-2 count to Katowski. The pitch. Fastball called strike three, and Dakota Katowski's going to challenge it to the outside corner, and it doesn't look like the call's getting overturned. So, two gone as Katowski goes down on strikes for the second time. That's Pasqualano's second K in an inning and two-thirds, and that'll bring up Yamal Flores, who now represents the tying run. He had a solo jack on July 4th in Dunedin and has reached in four of his six games with the Beach Dogs so far. And the first pitch goes wild. Walton will stop at third base as each thresher walks up a bag. So Walton to third on the wild pitch and Thomas to second for a 1-0 count to Yamal Flores, who is 0-2. Plenty of power. He, by some account, should have had two home runs in that Dunedin game. I had a couple of Threshers staffers say that the first inning foul ball from Flores started in fair territory before it crossed the foul pole as a home run back in his first game as a Thresher on July the 4th. He ended up responding with an eighth inning home run later in the day. Now it's 1-1 as he hacks and misses at a fastball. So runners on second and third now. A single would likely put the Threshers within a run. Fastball missing outside from Pasqualato to Flores. It's 2-1. He struck out in the third and grounded out back to the pitcher in the seventh inning. 2-1 the count. Here's the pitch. Flores just keeps his bat rested most of this at bat. This time he takes a fastball on the outside edge. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, here's the pitch. Fastball low and in, now the count goes full. First base is open. Thomas on second, Walton on third. Two gone in the bottom seventh with two on for the Beach Dogs. First time they've had multiple base runners in the game today. Payoff pitch. Fouled away by Flores, bangs off the roof of the suites and back to the front row. We stay full at 3-2. Payoff pitch again. Called ball four. Challenged, though, by Pancho Ruiz. That one looked close, and that is a tough way to end the inning. An overturned ball four call turns into strike three on the challenge from Pancho Ruiz, and the Threshers strand two runners on second and third. No runs, no hits, an error, and two left as we stay at 3-0 heading into the eighth.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Sharks Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the BayCare Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field. Plus, a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need.
Brandon Beckel leading off the top of the eighth inning. 3-0 is the lead for Fort Myers as Pancho Ruiz looks at a high fastball from Brandon Beckel. Start off the eighth with a 1-0 count. Beckel K'd the last two in the seventh, swinging. And now back in the eighth. Only run he's allowed on the only hit he's allowed, Erickson Wingrove, solo jack. 1-0. Bouncing breaking ball makes it 2-0 to Pancho, who reached on an error in the first and is 0-3 on the day. We have a defensive substitution for the Beach Dogs, as is customary in rehab assignments. Rodolfo Castro subbed out for Diego Gonzalez over at third. 2-0, cut on and missed by Ruiz, and the fastball blown by him at 2-1. He might have been fouled off as the new third baseman, Diego Gonzalez, endears himself to the BayCare Ballpark faithful and flips the Ruiz foul ball into the seat. So Diego Gonzalez returning at third base for the final two innings. And he'll hit third for the Beach Dogs. He is due up fourth in the bottom of the eighth inning. 2-1 turns to 3-1 as the fastball misses upstairs from Beckel. 3-1 count to the Muscles catcher. So Rodolfo Castro's night finishes 0-3 with two flyouts and a K. 3-1 out of Pancho Ruiz. Beckel deals. Fastball right to the outside corner. It's 3-2. Payoff pitch coming as Ruiz set to call the timeout. Pena and Aguiar next in the duo following the Mighty Muscles backstop. Full count to Pancho. Beckel locks and loads. He winds and fires the payoff. Breaking ball, called, strike three, but it's challenged by Ruiz. Oh, man. Fort Myers has just had all the luck on challenges. The last batter of the seventh inning, ball three, was overturned into strike three. And now to lead off the eighth, a leadoff walk on an overturned ball four. That went from strike three to ball four. Third leadoff walk of the ball game for the Mighty Mess Muscles. Second leadoff walk. High fly ball from Pena, deep out to left. Walton goes back to the track, feels for the wall, jumping up. Oh, and he loses it as he comes down and hits the dirt. Sprinting around third and scoring is Ruiz. And what was almost an incredible catch turns into a two-run double by Daniel Pena. T.J. Walton leapt at the left field wall, came down with the baseball, but as he hit the dirt on the warning track, the ball knocked out of his glove, and it turns into an RBI double from Daniel Pena. Just a tough break for the Thresh, for the Beach Dogs, who really just have not had anything go their way tonight. Take another look as Walton looked like he made an incredible catch, but you can see as he hits the base of the left field wall, falling to the ground, he was unable to hold on to the baseball. Daniel Pena gets the RBI to make it 4-0 Fort Myers. He is on second base in the eighth. Now a high fly ball from Aguiar deep out to left center field. Walton is busy, but he's called off by Owusu-Asidu, who makes the running grab and fires a throw into third base after the first out of the eighth inning. So Avery Owusu-Asidu continuing to showcase his just unlimited range out in center field, going into left center for the grab. First double of the year for Daniel Pena turns into an RBI. Now a man on second is Pena with one gone for Rickson Wingrove, who went deep off of Beckel in his last at bat. He takes a curveball over the plate for a called strike. Wingrove 1-for-3 so far, starting off his fourth at bat, 0-1. 4-0 lead now for Fort Myers in the top of the eighth, as the Beach Dogs are coming off of an 8-0 defeat in Palm Beach on Sunday, the 14th. 0-1 now. Swing and a miss by Wingrove on the breaking ball, 0-2. Beach Dogs have a righty warming, and a man in the bullpen for Fort Myers as well also looks like a righty out in left. It's an 0-2 count to Wingrove with one gone in the eighth. Pena on second in a 4-0 lead for Fort Myers. Nothing, a 2 count to Wingrove. Fifth homer and 20th RBI came against his former team as the fastball is in the dirt, 1-2. One ball, two strikes, the count. Beckel looks over at second. Now he fires. Fastball tip, foul, and deflected off of the lower body of Jared Thomas. That's either the quad or a place that I don't want to name. Still a 1-2 count to Wingrove as Thomas walks off the deflected foul ball. And now it's 1-2. One and two count to Wingrove with a man on second and one gone. One run already across here in the top of the eighth. Now Beckel deals. Outside on the breaking ball, it's 2-2. 4-0 the lead for Fort Myers. They're out hitting the Beach Dogs. 6-2. Each team with an error here in the eighth as the Beach Dogs trying to get out of this eighth inning. One out and one on. 2-2 to Wingrove, the pitch. Hit on the ground over to second base. Saltabont is there on the outfield grass. He makes the play in right, throws over to first in time for the second out as Wingrove has grounded out to second for the second time today. Daniel Pena moves over to third on the grounder. Two away in the eighth inning now for Maddox Houghton. So that'll bring up Maddox Houghton, who is 1-for-3 on the day. Singled and stole second in the fourth. Ended up scoring on the two-run double by Nick Lucky. Surrounding the single are a strikeout looking in the second and a fly out to right in the sixth. It'll be the fourth different pitcher Houghton has faced as he takes to look at a breaking ball in the dirt, 1-0. He struck out against McGowan, singled and scored against Hopewell in the fourth, and then flied out in the sixth inning against Beckel. 1-0. Fastball missing. 2-0. Four nothing the lead for Fort Myers. Two out and a man on third with a run already across in this top of the eighth. 2-0 to Houghton now as Beckel winds, kicks, and fires. Cut on and miss. Two-seam fastball blown by him. It's 2-1. Counts 2-1. Beckel deals inside on the curve, and now it's 3-1 as Beckel has eclipsed the 50-pitch mark. First 50 pitches, 30 over for strikes for Beckel with 3 Ks and 2 runs allowed in 2 2/3. It's a 3-1 now to Houghton as Beckel sets one on the pitch clock as he deals. In the nick of time, sends the fastball to the outside edge, called strike two. So a full count with Pena on third, the runners will not go. And it's a full count to Houghton with two outs in the eighth inning. Big pitch coming from Beckel here, trying to get the Beach Dogs bats back up to the plate as he steps off to allow Pena to come back to third. Now he's back ready. Pitch clock switched back on as Beckel leans in for the sign. He's got it, sets at the chest, rises his black glove with a ball up to the chin. Payoff pitch. 3-2 called, strike three, and Houghton knew it. Second time he's gone down on strikes. Fourth K for Beckel, but a run does score for the Mighty Muscles. They get another run on an RBI double from Daniel Pena. One hit, no errors, one left, and it's 4-0 Mighty Muscles heading into the bottom of the eighth.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the Big Hair Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field, plus a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Every Thursday night at Bay Care Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's will bring you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Bay Care Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com and bring the whole family.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On Friday, July 19th, all tickets for your pups benefit the Suncoast Animal League. Tickets are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
The last man with a hit for Clearwater leads off the eighth inning against Jack Noble. Bottom of the eighth inning, 4-0 lead for Fort Myers over the Beach Dogs, as Owusu Asidu lets the breaking ball go. 1-0 is the count. Beach Dogs in the noble pursuit of victory with just 2 hits so far, both singles, as they have not had an extra base hit since their last win on Saturday the 13th against Palm Beach. Owusu Asidu hits a high fly ball out to left center field. Houghton eases underneath it and makes the catch on a slight jog for the first out in the eighth inning. Now Raylan Heredia will come up to the plate. He's seen more pitches than anybody else today with 2 at-bats, totaling for 21 pitches. He's seen 3 full counts, but he struck out 3 times. Heredia has been absolutely battling against Beach Dogs pitching, which allowed just 2 hits, no walks, and struck out 10 in the first 7 1/3 of their shutout. Heredia swings and misses on the first pitch. It's 0-1. 2 shutout frames for Paulshawn Pasqualato. First pitch he threw, Avery Owusu-Asidu recorded a single. Despite one player reaching on an error, the next were retired by Pasqualato. Slow roller back up the middle from Heredia, backhanded by Lucky. Throw to first base, not nearly in time, as Raylan Heredia beats out an infield hit. for the Threshers' third hit of the day, or Beach Dogs' third hit of the day. And that was a well-hurt, well-deserved hit by Heredia, who has struck out after just battling against these Fort Myers pitching. Sent one up the middle. Well shifted, was lucky, but a tough throw against a speedy opponent allowed Heredia to beat out an infield knock. That'll bring up Devin Saltabon, who's 0 for 3 today. Pair of ground outs and a strikeout for Salty. Heredia has some speed on first base as Saltabon takes a breaking ball inside for ball number one. 8 steals on 11 attempts for Raylan, including one in his only attempt in 5 games against Palm Beach last week. 1-0 to Saltabon, who also played a majority of that series, as Heredia's checked back on first. It's dropped by Wingrove, but not rolling away enough that Heredia will stay on the first base bag. Saltabon was 4 for 17 in 5 games against Palm Beach last week, but 2 of his 4 hits left the yard. Another one was a double. 1-0, fastball missing inside again, and it's a 2-0 count to Saltabon. 19 years old, picked in the 98th overall selection, earliest by a West Virginia Black Bear since 2021, the formation of the MLB Draft League. 2-0 the count now. Here's the pitch. Saltabon swings and misses under the high fastball, and it's 2-1. Started off as an outfielder and didn't know that the Phillies were going to transition him to the infield. Every game he played, save for 2 in the draft league, were in the outfield. He played at shortstop in his first year in the complex last year. 2-1, hit back up the middle. No one's going to get there as that's a base hit. Heredia takes a round of second base and heads to third. Throw comes in, not in time, and the throw is bobbled by Martinez. So Saltabon will break for second. He's in there safely. Great base running from the Beach Dogs as a single turns into a second bag for Saltabon as Raylan Heredia complicates things by moving to third base. Saltabon advances on the throw. Back-to-back knocks for the Beach Dogs, and we're in business here in the eighth inning. No one was going to get that. That ball rolled slowly enough, and Heredia was thinking of third all the way. The Beach Dogs really upping their sense of urgency late in this one. 2 back-to-back hits off of Jack Noble, and now runners on second and third with one out in a 4-0 ball game. Diego Gonzalez in his first at bat of the day, replacing Rodolfo Castro, who went 0 for 3, struck out in the first and launched two hard hit fly balls to center and left in the fourth and sixth. Gonzalez had a whale of a series in Palm Beach last week. He takes the 1-0, fouled away, and it's a 1-1 count. So Gonzalez had his first 2 home runs as a Thresher, 2 4-RBI games to equal his career high. 4 for 16 with 2 homers, 8 ribbies, 2 runs scored in 5 games in Palm Beach. Now the 1-1. Swing and a miss on a slider in the dirt. It's 1-2. Well scooped up by Ruiz as with runners on second and third, not a lot of margin for error for the backstop. One ball, 2 strikes the count in Gonzalez's first at bat of the day. Runners on second and third in a 4-0 lead for Fort Myers over the Beach Dogs. 1-2. Popped up high and foul. Will stay at 1-2. Saltabon's on second. Heredia is on third. 2 great base runners. That would give Gonzalez a third consecutive 3-RBI game if he can reach with a single here, likely. One down in the bottom of the eighth, 4-0 lead for Fort Myers. 2 on, and a 1-2 count on Gonzalez. Noble sets, deals. Bouncing breaking ball, kicks away from the catcher, but not far enough as Raylan Heredia scampers for third instead of opting to go home. Marty Malloy gave him the stop sign on third base. So it's a 2-2 count now, with Heredia and Saltabon in scoring position as Poncho Ruiz comes out to have a chat with Mark Noble. While they talk, we look at the Florida State League. 2 finals in the FSL and 1 delay. Scoreless game in the bottom of the fifth inning. with a no-hitter going for the Tarpons. Two hits in that game in Tampa with Carlson Reed on the mound for Bradenton. Lakeland took a defeat 4-1 at home against Dunedin. And the Jupiter Hammerheads falling 5-4, or sorry, winning 5-4, getting a walk-off in the 10th over the St. Lucie Mets. Palm Beach leads Daytona 7-5 over at Jackie Robinson Stadium. And the Beach Dogs trailing 4-0 with one gone in the bottom eight. 2-2 now to Gonzalez. Hit on a line, back up the middle. It's backhanded by Lucky. Great play, and he gets the throw to first in time for the out. But it's a productive one as the Beach Dogs get their first run of the game. Saltabon moves to second. Heredia scores on the ground out as Lucky saved a run on that fielding play up the middle. Good piece of hitting by Gonzalez as we take another look. Just took a curveball right back to where it came one. And if it wasn't for the shift there, it's 4-2 in favor of Fort Myers. Instead, it's 4-1 in favor of Fort Myers with a swing and a miss to T.J. Walton. 0-1 starting off his at-bat. Two gone in the eighth inning. Saltabon on third. And if T.J. can reach, the tying run will be on deck. But Walton reached on an error in the seventh, 1-for-3 today with the first hit of the game for the Beach Dogs back in the fourth. The pitch, fastball in for a strike, it's 0-2. Center cut on the heat. And an 0-2 count to Walt. Looking to replicate that 5-RBI day. He had a two-run home run against Fort Myers early on that Sunday, April the 14th. 0-2 the count, two outs, a man on third. The pitch, swing and a miss, and that's strike three. But the Beach Dogs get themselves a run. Two hits, and then an RBI by Diego Gonzalez in his first at bat. Two hits, one run, one man left with no errors in the inning. The Beach Dogs get a run, and they still trail by three. 4-1 the score in favor of Fort Myers as we head to the ninth.
Best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Brandon Beckel replaced after three good innings. Two runs allowed, though. Two walks, two hits, but four strikeouts in three frames for Brandon. Now Jake Eddington, facing a three-run deficit, comes in to the ninth to try and keep the Mighty Muscles at bay. Good start as he begins the inning with Nick Lucky swinging at one of Eddington's fastballs, 0-1 the count to Jake. Next pitch inside on the fastball, and it's 1-1. Eddington, another guy who has had an unfortunately injury-plagued season in his first full season as a pro. So unlike T.J. Walton, it is his first complete season as a pro as the seventh rounder didn't pitch last year. Swing and a miss by Lucky, and it's 1-2. Eddington, though, got his complex league reps with six innings and five rehab relief appearances in the FCL. Fastball upstairs, now it's 2-2 to Lucky, who is 1-for-2 with an RBI double, two steals on a walk in the seventh. Eddington has a seven-inning scoreless streak for Clearwater after pitching three innings of a game one doubleheader on the 11th in Palm Beach. Fastball missing, it's a 3-2 count to Lucky. And the Missouri State product fires a four-seam, two-seam fastball, slider, and a changeup for his four-pitch mix for the 22-year-old seventh rounder. Now the payoff. Lucky pops one foul back into the net, and we stay full at 3-2. Eddington was an opening day addition to the Beach Dogs roster. He was actually the opening day starter. Since then, though, he's bounced in and out of the bullpen. Three starts and now his 10th appearance for the Beach Dogs. 2-0 record, 19 innings pitched with the last seven failing to yield a run. Payoff pitch, outside ball four, as another leadoff walk for the third straight inning starts off the frame, this time in the ninth for the Mighty Muscles. So Nick Lucky on first base with his second walk of the day. He's reached in his last three plate appearances, nine steals, both, two of which have came today. So Lucky 9-for-10 in stolen bases, 2-for-2 against the Beach Dogs today. And he is on first with nobody out, and Yoander Martinez up at the plate. Yoander pulls back the bunt, stands up still as he pulls the bunt back. It's a 1-0 count to the Mighty Muscles' third baseman. We'll see if he tries to bunt again as Jake Eddington taps his hand with a rosin bag. 1-0 count now to Martinez. As Lucky puts on his sliding mitt, check back to first, not in time on the pickoff attempt. Martinez singled in the third, flied out in the fourth to right field, popped out to Saltaban at second to lead off the seventh. Now it's a 1-0 count, and the runner goes. First pitch misses outside, a no-throw from Thomas as he drops the ball on the transfer. Three steals and three attempts for Lucky. He's 10-for-11 on the season. And it's a 2-0 count to Yoander Martinez with Lucky now on second. Good jump by Lucky. If Thomas didn't bobble it on the transfer, he might have had a shot. And now it's a 2-0 now to Yoander Martinez. Fastball upstairs makes it 3-0. And the walks have been the only real point of difficulty for Eddington. Other than that, he's been rock solid for Clearwater. 4.66 ERA in now his 10th game with 19 walks and 23 strikeouts. Now 20 walks after the leadoff walk to Lucky, and now 21 after a four-pitch walk to Yoander Martinez. First to reach via the free pass for Eddington, and that's going to bring out Gustavo Armas with Jared Thomas joining him on his second trip to the mound today. First to reach for the Mighty Muscles. Lucky on second, Martinez on first, and now Byron Churio comes up to the plate after the mound visit as we take a look at the big league scoreboard. The only game that really matters is the Phillies game, but unfortunately they lost 8-7 to the Pittsburgh Pirates, who walked off the Phillies with two runs in the seventh and two runs in the ninth. Cardinals and Braves were postponed, and we'll take a look at the other finals around the bigs as the mound visit ends up concluding with Gustavo Armas running back to the dugout. The Twins are still in progress, though, as they are not playing tonight. More finals, though. Diamondbacks took down the Cubs 5-2 at Wrigley. Reds fall to the Nationals in our nation's capital 8-5. 6-1 win for the Yankees over former Thresher Zach Eflin, who took the loss for the Tampa Bay Rays in the Bronx. Churio spanks a liner foul down the left field line, and it's an 0-1 count to the Muscles' left fielder. And Tigers beat the Blue Jays 5-4 across the border in Toronto. Cardinals and Braves postponed will be made up in a doubleheader tomorrow. Couple games about to start. Astros and Mariners warming up, as are Dodgers and Red Sox, as Churio hits a ball that just squeaks out of the glove of Gonzalez over at third base. And everybody's safe as the Muscles go station to station. We'll see if it's an infield hit for Churio, as that ball was well hit. And we'll take a look. Diego Gonzalez just had to react on the liner. Thought he had it, but he didn't. And everyone is safe at their base. Lucky to third, Martinez to second, and Byron Churio on first. Marty Malloy having a chat with a home plate umpire. I think he believes that Gonzalez had kind of caught it. And then after the play should have been blown dead is when the ball dropped. Each runner advances. But I still don't see Churio over at first base. So just trying to figure out what the argument is behind home plate. Seems to be a calm conversation between Marty Malloy and Chad Lagana behind home plate. But what confuses me is that the runners have already moved and Churio hasn't taken his place on first base yet. And I guess Churio's on second because Martinez is on third. So it's going to be an error on Gonzalez. And as he dropped the ball, he allowed Lucky to score. Just a confusing play. Now it's 5-0 Fort Myers as Martinez moves to third. Churio on second on the fielder's choice and the error. 1-0 turns to 2-0 to Brandon Winokur, who's 0-for-4 today. Churio on second, Martinez on third, and it's a 5-1 lead for Fort Myers here in the top of the ninth. Infield in for the Beach Dogs with a 4-run deficit already. Winokur holds up the swing, and the fastball narrowly misses low. It's a 3-0 count to the shortstop for Fort Myers. So they're going to give two errors to Gonzalez on that play as Winokur reaches on a four-pitch walk and loads the bases. So two errors to Gonzalez help the bases loaded. Byron Churio remaining on second after the error. Martinez is on third. And Brandon Winokur is on first. Bases loaded, nobody out. So far in the ninth for Pancho Ruiz, who walked and scored in his last at bat. He's 0-for-3 as Ruiz sends a high fly ball foul, and it's 0-1. Next pitch, fastball missing low and in, and it's a 1-1 count. Of dogs out here cheering on the Threshers, or the Beach Dogs, I should say. 1-1, fastball outside, and it's 2-1. I'm just going to assume any barks we hear are just go Threshers in dog language. Unfortunately, I do not speak dog, but I am trying to learn, so bear with me. 2-1 the count to Pancho Ruiz. He's 0-for-3, but he's reached base twice. Error allowed him to reach in the first as he hits a slow bouncer to second. Ware to third for one, and that is going to be all that the Beach Dogs can get. But a run scores, Yoander Martinez on the RBI fielder's choice by Pancho Ruiz. That makes it 6-1. Churio is out at third base. Martinez scores, and Ruiz has an RBI on the fielder's choice. Biggest lead of the game for Fort Myers as they lead 6-1. So one gone and two on in the ninth. And now Daniel Pena comes up to the plate with two hits in four at bats. He's 2-for-3 with a walk in the first. First pitch. Fastball hit in the air out to center field. Owusu-Asidu is there. Winokur goes back. Will he try to tag? He won't because Owusu-Asidu has a cannon for an arm. Winokur tried to scamper back to quickly try and tag up, but Owusu-Asidu's right arm thwarted him. And just a nice quick out for the second out in the ninth inning. Two gone as Pena flies out to center. Two runs already across here in the ninth inning without a hit recorded. as Carlos Aguiar comes up to the plate 0 for 4 with a pair of flyouts to center, a strikeout, and an unassisted ground out to first base. He's got Brandon Winokur on second. On first base, or sorry, he's got Brandon Winokur on second base, and Pancho Ruiz is on first. Swing and a miss to Aguiar, fastball by him, it's 0-1. Nothing in one count to Aguiar, and the pitch, fastball, stood up and caught by Thomas, it's 1-1. Six to one lead, 5-run lead for the Beach Dogs here in the top of the ninth inning. 1-1 from Eddington now, who scans the runners and deals. Fastball line into right field for a base hit. Heredia is there. Stop sign given to Winokur as the throw comes home on a dime from Raylan Heredia. So Aguiar reaches for the first time and loads up the bases for the second time this inning. Ruiz to second, Winokur to third, and Carlos Aguiar now 1-for-5 with a knock. First hit in the ninth inning off of Jake Eddington. All the runs should be unearned at this point. Two down, and now Rickson Wingrove coming up to the plate after we take a look at the good piece of hitting. So two down for Wingrove, who's 1-for-4. First pitch, slow roller back to the mound. Eddington will opt for the easy throw. The first flips it to Gutowski as he runs toward first. Underhand flip. Finishes off the ninth inning, but two runs come across for the Mighty Muscles. One of them is earned, getting on one hit, two errors in the frame, and the bases left loaded. 6-1 the lead for Fort Myers. Tall task for the Threshers. They look to come back in the ninth, down 6-1.
Come down to Baker Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Do you like tacos? Come on down to Big Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by Bay Care, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club.
Last chance for the Beach Dogs as they trail 6-1 heading into the bottom of the ninth inning. They need 5 runs off of the newest member of the Mighty Muscles to enter a game. Xander Hamilton, first pitch flied out to center field. Haughton chases it down and makes the catch on the run. One pitch, one out for Xander Hamilton in the ninth inning. Jack Noble finished with 2 hits, 1 run, and a strikeout in 1 inning of work. And Hamilton starts off with 1 pitch, 1 out in the ninth inning. The Beach Dogs have hit the ball well tonight. It has just not fallen on the right place in the field. And Hamilton will not be eligible for the save as he enters the game with a 5-run lead. So one gone in the ninth as Ware flies out to center. And now Jared Thomas comes up to the plate. He'll take a breaking ball for a ball, and it's 1-0. He reached on a fielder's choice in the seventh inning and is 0-3. Fly out and a ground out to the catcher's name as well. 1-0 the count to Thomas. And now the pitch. Fastball outside, and it's 2-0. Six-one lead for Fort Myers. As a lefty, Thomas digs in against the righty, Hamilton. Xander, the pitch. Fastball low, 3-0. Thomas yet to see a strike with Lou Albrecht on the bench. A pinch runner certainly possible for Clearwater, as they might try to pull out all the stops to bridge this 6-1 gap here in the ninth. to Thomas now. Hamilton, the pitch, takes the fastball outside, and that's ball four. Much needed four-pitch walk with one gone in the ninth to start things off for the Beach Dogs. One gone for Dakota Katowski, who's 0-3. Two Ks and a fly ball out for Katowski, but he's got plenty of power. Five homers, 28 RBIs on the season, and he has some of the fastest exit velocities in the Florida State League this season, with multiple baseballs, at least five by my count, hit over 110 miles an hour off the bat. Not an easy feat for Katowski. First pitch, fastball low and in, make that five straight misses after the opening pitch flyout for Xander Hamilton. And it's a 1-0 count to Thomas, or to Katowski, excuse me. Thomas is on first base. He has two steals this season, both of which came against Palm Beach last week. Now the 1-0. Katowski takes another heater low. It went inside as well. It's a 2-0 count to the Beach Dogs' first baseman. Thomas, three steals in five attempts. Went 1-for-3 in Palm Beach, as we've got a mound visit after the 2-0 to Katowski. Richard Salazar out there having a chat with Pancho Ruiz and Xander Hamilton. So now we move to the active games in today's MLB action. The Royals are blanking the White Sox, 7-0 the lead at the seventh inning stretch in the K in the AL Central battle. Orioles looking to keep pace with the Yankees at the top of the AL East. They lead the defending champion Rangers 9-1 in Arlington. And the Cleveland Guardians lead the Padres 7-0 through eight innings over in Cleveland. And they have one of the best records in the entire American League as well. 3-0 lead for the Giants in Colorado against the Rockies, and the Angels and A's locked in a scoreless tie after one inning at the Coliseum in Oakland. Those are the rest of the MLB scores. 2-0 to Katowski in a 6-1 deficit for the Beach Dogs in the bottom ninth. He takes a fastball in the inside corner. Now it's 2-1. Two and one the count. The pitch. Katowski hits this one high and deep out to right field. Aguiar pulls up before the warning track, camps underneath it, and makes the two-handed catch for the second out. And a fly out to right field brings up Yamal Flores, who's the last chance for the Beach Dogs. Two gone for Flores. Threshers trailing 6-1, so it won't be the first consecutive nights of a shutout for Clearwater. But they are trailing by five with two gone in the ninth. First pitch a strike to Flores, and it's 0-1. To Flores, who is 0-3 today with a pair of strikeouts. The 0-1 pitch. Hit on a line, leaping is the third baseman, and Martinez can't get it as that falls in for a single in left field. Five of six games for the Threshers / Beach Dogs in which Yamal Flores has reached safely, getting a hit in his fourth game as a Beach Dog with a two-out knock in the ninth inning to move Thomas to second base. And Martinez almost ended this one in spectacular fashion, as that ball just jumped over his head and its way to left field. So two on and two gone in the ninth for Avery Owusu-Asidu, who is 1-for-3 so far with a single, stole a base, back in the six, and he now starts off with an 0-1 count. Flat out to center in his last at bat. Two aboard with decent speed. Thomas on second and Flores on first. 0-1 to Owusu Asidu, who has six home runs, 19 ribbies so far this season. The 0-1 sliced foul. Now the Beach Dogs are down to their final strike. O-2 the count to Owusu Asidu. Runners on first and second with two away. Beach Dogs trail by five, hoping to keep this game going as long as they can. Backs against the wall for the Beach Dogs. The 0-2 cut on and miss, and that's the ballgame. Tag for safety applied by Pancho Ruiz, and a tough way to restart the second half of the season as the Beach Dogs strand two with one hit in the ninth inning. In a five-run loss, 6-1 defeat to the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Third time in seven games the Beach Dogs has lost to Fort Myers. Starters get the decision for the Mighty Muscles as Ricky Castro gets the victory and Chase Hopewell is tagged with his third loss of the season. No postgame show tonight. And we're just going to send you home. 6-1 the final score, with the Mighty Muscles finishing on top as the Beach Dogs lose their second game as the Beach Dogs in a 6-1 defeat to Fort Myers. Lose by five. They've lost by a combined 13 runs over the last two games as Layla unfortunately couldn't go out with a victory. But we want to congratulate Layla on her retirement, and the Beach Dogs turn back into the Threshers tomorrow when they take on the Mighty Muscles in BayCare Ballpark at 6:30 p.m. We'll have our Defenders of the Diamonds jersey as the Beach Dogs hope to defend BayCare Ballpark and try to bounce back with a victory tomorrow. 6-1 the final score. That'll do it for our broadcast. And on behalf of the best broadcast and production team in sports, a.k.a. the fine folks here on the Threshers Broadcast Network, I'm Josh Sperber. I want to thank you all for tuning in and welcome you back to baseball season. Hopefully the Beach Dogs will get another victory tomorrow as they look to bounce back. But until then, enjoy your Friday night and have a great start to the weekend.